So why it's out of hand, smaller the people could get a lot more done if they would just have, be left alone and they could work and they could move forward and not have to talk about this stuff every single time we get together. So I am not interested in it, I don't care. I don't care what happened in the past, I know what's happened in the past, and I ain't involved in it.
Now, Linda, here's what let's do.
I want to do six weeks.
I think Eddie and maybe Richard and Monroe and him was concerned that you're gonna bring in the, and I might be wrong, and you can say if I am, I don't know if I'm right, I think they're worried about some kind of Carolina conservative palm card.
The ones that's got all of our names.
Right.
Conservative.
Okay, Eddie, well, let me finish here, and I think they're thinking that stuff, and you know, I'm the chairman, and I asked you, and you said it's gonna be Republican, that's what it's gonna be, and we're conservatives. And I understand the problem they're gonna have is if you're for Kevin Inslee, then they don't want you in the building, but you, I want to tell you now, if somebody's voting for Kevin Inslee, now, I wish they wouldn't, but they're welcome in this building if I'm here. Because it's a Republican. And I'm about the whole Republican Party, and that's who I'm gonna do it for, is everybody in the county.
So I'm a never Trump person, I don't want Trump.
You don't?
I'm never Trump, not ever.
You may believe him.
I want him taken off that palm card, or I'm not helping you guys, that's why I'm here.
You might look at the record.
So never Trump is a big movement, and you guys are denying it, and you're acting like, well, I can be never this person, and I can be never that person, but you can't be never Trump. And you can't be never Trump, but I'm never Trump, so now what? What are you gonna do? You're gonna ask me to get out there and help Trump get elected? And you want me to help organize 100 people to come and work the polls to get Trump elected? But I am not for him, I am against him, never Trump. Never Trump. So now how are you gonna work on that? What are you gonna do about people like me?
Well, you could take legal action, you could do the most,
Eddie, I am being facetious.
The most thing that you can do to censor is censor a Republican.
So
we have censored right here.
So
is the
why? What I want to censor Donald Trump?
How can you put him on the ballot?
Donald Trump is never Trump.
Okay, now here's what we're gonna do.
Never Trump.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I don't know how you're gonna censor him.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
He says all kinds of weird things. I never know what he's gonna say next.
Steve. Charles, Linda,
Charles.
As long as y'all are doing Republican stuff and not handing out palm cards.
Now what if my palm card says never Trump on it?
What it ain't gonna take so just be quiet. It's not gonna
Okay.
It's not gonna say that, but as long as they don't have Adolf Hitler and stuff on the palm cards and it's Republican stuff, then I'm gonna support y'all 100%. I'm gonna support Eddie and Richard Monroe, and then 100% if they're doing Republican stuff. But if they're wanting to say, let's fight this, man, we got 40 days. Let's wait till the end of them 40 days, and we'll meet up here, and whoever wants to fight, we'll have a boxing match.
Well, I'll be on that because never Trump's going to win.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have something. I mean, it's like the majority supports Trump in our county. Am I not correct?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a never Trump.
Well, we hope so.
I understand you're a never Trump.
Never.
But I have to say, the majority support Trump, and we've seen the polls. Yes. He's actually up in the polls. So,
I mean, you
can say you're never Trump, but you're handing it to Hillary Clinton is what you're doing. I mean, if you want
Hillary Clinton to be your
next president, I mean, the divide.
She really is for Trump. She's just bad.
I'm using never Trump as an example. Because there are people that are like,
I blame you,
I'm never Kevin.
Well, I'm never Kevin. I'm never Kevin, but I'm not going to sit here and get mad over palm cards and not get Trump in. That's my point.
You're going to
get mad over palm cards if they're done legally.
So let me just say that while
we're
forward, I don't really care at this point. I'm not going to make the palm card tonight.
Wait,
but I'm going to tell you that if you come out with a palm card for never Trump, I'm going to try to have 100 people hand out the Never Trump Home card.
No, you're not.
100 people would be happy to hand out the Never Trump Home card.
Well, you handed out the Never Danny King Home card nicely.
That is the point. That's the point, actually.
That's the point, right there.
Look, they lost.
Danny King's not running. That's over.
You have got to be.
I'm looking for Danny King more than anybody.
Well, there was no Never Danny. Right. Refused to support it.
Other than I stood up in the meeting and said, Never Trump, Never Trump. I didn't mean it for a second, but everybody thought I did because I'm such a
treasure.
You want it to the penny?
No, I'll take a ballpark figure. Just
$2,500 and change.
$100 and change.
$2,500.
Oh, $25.
Yeah. You can get a printout of Republicans in this county. You can even get it by specific targeted.
Oh, yeah, we just did it.
And we will take it to the 100 people and we will get them to work. That's what we need. I would say probably.
Well, I really do want you to get on the ball with this because we're getting 100 people together and we're not going to be able to other than y'all start helping. And we really do need people to work. We need to get Trump elected and fully everything. I care about the best bet. But if y'all are doing it Republican wise, not doing shady stuff, and I don't feel like y'all are, then that's all I care about.
You nominate, if I might, just a couple observations and I'm going to leave.
Okay.
It seems to me, if possible, I guess you need to try to get that list from Ted and Pat.
Now I'm going to.
And then secondly, wherever this list is from the fair in the last 2 weeks, somebody's got to get that list.
And I'm going to get it. I'm going to call the state.
So then if we have those two lists, that's a great starting point. Then somebody has to volunteer to put this list in an Excel spreadsheet. I'm assuming Excel.
That's on this agenda.
That's very easily done. It can be transferred to the right
place. Okay. Then that list needs to be copied and made available at least to a total of 3 people in the executive committee.
Right.
Okay. So it's not exclusive to one person.
Right.
So there's a check and balance here.
Excellent.
And then once we get that, then I think we can sit down and figure out who's going to call these people.
Okay.
And find out who's going to volunteer.
I think Pat and Ted has 700-800 names.
Well, okay, we know that, but...
Okay, and I the one down at the fire, if anybody has them here, I know it's Jeremy.
Jeremy said you came in, or he thought you came in and got the list from
that was,
here.
That was 2 sheets. From in here.
Okay.
And it's like 1.5 pages of
money. Do you have a little?
Did you ever receive the fair?
Anything from the fair.
Well, we'll find
well,
somebody's got it.
Does he have the ones from the fair? I know you have.
That's him in a prize. I assume he does.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody. Okay, here's
and
the
one. They are in a spreadsheet just like in Wong. All you got to do is tell us. Point somebody. I don't have them. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Well, they should have done it in broad. I mean, that's how he should be.
They're not really supposed to be distributed, but what?
No, but they should come to the chairman of the party.
Okay, I agree. And then
I'm gonna find out.
You can write email.
I'm gonna call the state
and ask. You can write email, ask for volunteers, and you can send it to everybody on the list. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to distribute the list.
Nobody's wanting to distribute it, but they are. If Jeremy is going and getting them and hiding them to himself and not bringing them to the chairman, if Pat and Ted's doing that, then it's called stealing for anyone who does it. If I do it, it's called stealing. It belongs to this party. I'm the chairman of the party. I understand that I'm the elected chairman of the party. I know a few people think they're appointed, maybe, but I am the elected one, and they should come to me. And if they're not coming to me, I think that the state will back up that would be wrong.
So for better or for worse, it's all flowing downhill to you.
Yeah, I'm going to find out. I'm going to call the state, and I'm going to see what all I need to do, and we're going to get this worked out.
Could you get an estimate of how much the Republican list would cost if it was printed out? Probably about 2/3 of the
What did precincts. We pay for that, $87
okay,
or something?
I got. This was yesterday. Was it yesterday?
when I was in here and you were in here.
That was just one day's time.
Well, even if the thing can't,
well, no, I was told this was all.
Did y'all, y'all got a list? It's just getting done.
I always do.
So Jeremy has a lot of names too.
Yeah. Yeah. And now the other thing is,
this I was going to okay. add to our email okay. list for our meeting.
Okay, that's good. The other thing is that all that hard copy stuff should not be destroyed.
Oh no!
That is the record of the executive committee.
That's it.
And the person that is last seen with that thing, if it disappears, is in trouble.
Okay, I've got 1.5 pages.
Okay,
that's it. The fair, I received nothing.
Well, I think my guess is Jeremy has got
probably.
This.
Okay, but
how many names do you think is on the email that y'all sent out for the? There's very few emails. Tracy sent an email to Kevin, or to Kevin, to me, and to Jeremy. I think 122 names.
Okay, that's it. Well, so we got 122. We know we got 122.
Yep.
Right. So that there's the starting point, and maybe we got 1,000, depending on what happens with Ted's thing.
Yeah, I'll just see what they'll do, and then I'll call the state and see what I need to do. And if not, we will start again. We will somehow figure out.
Yeah, we might have
to. We may have to start from scratch.
We might have to start from scratch.
And I'll help y'all, and then at the same time, I will call the state and look. So I know people's been taking names. If they don't want to give them, what do I need to do? And I'll go from there.
Okay.
And I think one more thing we could do right here that might help things a little bit. I doubt it, but I would like to try. Charles has done and said what his goal is here and what his is. I would really like for maybe Eddie to explain what is your goal? What do you want to do? What is your goal?
The only reason I'm in this, let me give you a little help.
Well, I'd like your goal. That's what I would like. Is your goal of how you'd like for this to go, where you're wanting it to go with this?
I think everybody should be involved in this, not just four people.
Yeah.
I think we should get the names. I think we should have more than 100 volunteers at the polls, because during election day, we've got some precincts we're not even going to cover, like the one down on Pine Street, or the one down at Walter Park.
Well, okay, yeah, but that's housekeeping stuff. Let's go.
About 30 precincts. You're going to have to have.
I know that, but he's asking, what do you want to accomplish?
In the Republican Party. I'm not talking about the precincts right now. What? What do you want? If tomorrow after we have this meeting, and you get you and Jeremy and Monroe and Richard, nobody's talking.
My goal has been for 8 years to change the leadership of the county, because my children and my children live and my grandchildren live here. The leadership of this county is the most absolute disgusting. They're a criminal enterprise.
Okay, all right.
My goal is to change the commissioners in this county.
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
I think you, as the chairman, need to make an executive order to appoint three people in a formal context to be in charge of raising volunteers.
Okay, that's what we need to do. That's exactly what.
And you know, and with all due respect, it shouldn't be Linda. It shouldn't be Steve Lansing. It shouldn't be Monroe. It should be the three people you appoint. They can pick a director.
Okay. Do I
have to have a vote to do that from the executive committee?
Okay, I want to do everything.
And I think you can probably do that in a day or two.
Well, we'd have to have a meeting, huh?
And at the four.
The 4th of
I would like the body. So,
but you can get that on the agenda.
Now, as a sidebar, there's no reason why the three of us can't do something.
Right.
But it can't be, shouldn't be, in the context of the Hayward County Republican.
So basically,
absolutely.
And
there's no reason why Richard and I can't do something.
What we can do as individuals is make come up with a plan and propose the plan to the committee, and it would be a lot more than just getting started on October 4th. Are you kidding? I mean, this should have been done 3 months ago. We are not at the point
where we're waiting
someone to get started on October 4th. So I'm sorry to be passionate about that, but at that point we could have presented a plan, they could vote on the plan, and they could go forward, or they can resign.
Is there any way to move that meeting up? Can that move be moved up?
Well, here's. You have to have 10 days. You can move it 10 days from
as long as you put it out. They ask me, can they?
See, I think there's a certain sense of urgency.
There's a lot of urgency to a lot of things, but I don't believe it's going to be able to, unless we totally change course.
But we can still put out an email asking for volunteers to every name we've got. That's what I'm saying, what we can do now.
From an organizational point of view.
Send something out and start getting some names now.
Well, I guess in the interest of getting it done, that's a good idea, but I still, but there needs to be a formal subcommittee here.
The 22nd.
So there's not a bunch of.
The 22nd, so we're almost at the four. I mean, we couldn't change it by a day or two, so there's no use to. You see what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is we can send out an email asking for those that are wanting to volunteer.
So let me just point out what happens when you get volunteers and you don't respond. It's been how long since the fair, and you don't give it back to them, and you don't ask them to do anything, and then you wait, and then you wait until the last minute, and you say, oh, we've got some volunteers now. They sent an email back. An email is not how you raise volunteers. It's not how you organize people, and it's not how you keep a volunteer engaged in the process. So, wonderful. Send out all your emails. Do whatever you want. Don't stop. No holds barred. Every single thing you can possibly do, you need to do it. And then when you do it, you don't respond, you don't handle it, you don't organize them, you have made them unhappy. They wanted to do something. They wanted you to call them back and put them to work. So not having any structure to take those 30 or 40 that are on your list right there.
Nobody said there wouldn't be any structure.
There's not a structure today.
Not today, exactly.
And there's not going to be any structure, according to Steve, until October 4th, no official structure. We're not even going to propose a structure. We're not going to go to the executive meeting with a plan in place. This is like, but you can't do it with the Republican Party.
But Linda, that's okay, but are you aware of the acrimony here?
The acrimony, yes.
I've been going for 7 years, and I'm not a part of this fight. I don't know who's fighting.
I would love to know what you're saying.
I wasn't until I was broadsided. I mean, I'm just here to try to help. And
that's what we need to do is get on with it. But
I want to go on with it. It's too late.
Here's our whole problem, just to explain to you. We have
8 years.
Don't mention Donald Trump. But until Kevin Inslee's gone, I don't believe you can ever do anything because Kevin Inslee has gotten someone's head until he lives in their head. And we can't get anywhere. Kevin Inslee is done. Kevin Inslee will not win the election this time.
If you put him on the voter card, he will.
Yes, he will.
If you put him on the voter card, he
he's
will.
Got a
you
huge
put his name on there over Donald Trump, and that 90% of the people in this county are not educated enough to do their own research or to know what's going on. And you put his name under Donald
Trump. My brother has Steve Brown than Kevin Inslee, for sure. I know Steve would call me up and ask me what to do.
Green Brown, or black, I do what I vote for.
She's excellent.
I agree. Yeah,
she's
very fiscal conservative and extremely good lady.
Okay.
Well, Andy, you might as well go on with whatever you're going to do. Everybody's going to have to be quiet and try to figure it out because it'll be, you'll never get nothing.
So basically, this is where we are. There is very little time. If y'all want to wait until October 4th, we can, because then someone else should be in charge and someone else should take charge. Do whatever you think is best. Someone needs to step up and do what you think is best, because I'm telling you what's been done is,
There's no leadership.
Exactly.
No leadership.
That's exactly what's happening here.
I'm for no Trump. Never Trump.
I'll tell you what. There's going to start being some leadership.
Okay. So
there's going to start being some. One way or the other. Not
today.
It started now.
So now.
And you better think it ain't like it or not. And
if you're still against Trump.
Be quiet. I'm talking about Trump. No Trump. She's for Trump.
Yeah, you need to stop the facetious, because people don't know you. You know, people don't know your sense of humor.
Okay, there's going to be. You're not talking about Trump. There's going to be some
I don't think so.
Be quiet.
I don't
think so. I'm serious. I ain't playing around no more. And I don't care who don't like it. We'll be in the Dad Jim News over. I ain't playing around. I'm tired of this, and I spent years dealing with this. And I've been thrown out of meetings, and I've worked hard, and I've done everything. And I'm not for Kevin Inslee, but Kevin Inslee's not going to destroy my years, and he's not in my head.
He's not my head.
He ain't messing me up. He ain't going to beat me. We are going to get somebody who wants to work, and whoever wants to work is going to be put in. Whoever's sitting here that don't like it can call the state, get a lawyer. It don't matter to me. I'll get me one. I don't care what we do. We're going to get on the pot with this. This play around is over with.
I agree.
And whoever don't like it, leave.
I vote so.
And let's get something done.
You're here. Gene, Christmas, get on the road.
And that's what it's going to be. And I'm serious. I'm not playing around with this no more. I don't care who don't like it, and I'm tired of it.
All right.
And everybody here said they'll back me, and then you're going to back me or hit the road.
You better not leave the building.
And I just want to do what's right. I want to do legal, and I want to do what's right.
Why don't we see if this is the right course of action? And then if it's not, we'll know right here now. So who agrees that we should try to target getting 100 volunteers?
Of course.
Okay. So the task for those volunteers would be up to the chairman. He said all the good people would be doing something else. He gets to have something to say about it. Work at the polls during early voting and on election day. Do we agree on those two tasks?
Okay.
Make phone calls and send emails to volunteers to keep them organized and engaged.
Okay.
Do we agree on that one?
Don't forget Twitter.
You're the only one speaking, Cornelia. Anybody object?
Yeah, that's fine.
Any objections?
Sure. Okay.
Would we like them to work at events as volunteers? Yes, no objections. Work at the headquarters. Any problems with that? Work phone banks, which could be, I know that there's an idea of phone banks, which is that you're calling for candidates. We need to be calling our volunteers to get more volunteers and informing and educating our electorate. And I think so how do we get 100 volunteers? Let's come up with some extra, do y'all have any more ideas of the things people should be volunteering to do?
The first thing first.
What is that?
We need to get the list of the people that have offered. The list that Ted has.
Yeah, but that's not a task for volunteers. That's a task
for the
chairman.
But what you're talking about is academic until we have that list.
I have lists. I don't need.
Well, what list do you have?
I have my list. How do I call people all the time to get them to donate to candidates, to come and work the polls? How do I get them to do that from my list? I don't need
that. Well, then you should do that.
From Ben.
I'm going to do it with you and Doug and Cornelia. We're going to do it together. So
where'd Kenneth go?
He's going to get the list.
No, Kenneth
went
downstairs.
He went downstairs.
Hopefully he's going to get the list.
What's downstairs?
No, nope, it's down there.
I've got to leave, but I'm going to
get the list.
We'll communicate. This needs to get memorialized in the executive committee. So there's continuity to this thing.
So let's just pretend that we have a list. How do we get more people on the list? Use the previous volunteer list. That's the first step. Use the list that everybody's trying to get. Ask them to help. We have donor lists. Call donor list. Use sign-up sheets from events and previous meetings. Create rallies and activities to capture interest. Do y'all have any other things that you think could be done to get 100 volunteers engaged and activated? Any other ideas?
I think that's a lot of work right there.
It's a lot of work, yeah. That's why I'm a little upset that we should even discuss waiting until October 4th to even start. Rallies and activities. Hillary's America is going to be released on October 11th. That's an option for us to use that as a rally point and an activity. Of course, we can get candidates to come to town. Cornelia's into walking neighborhoods.
Where is that going to be released?
My most experience is
where?
It's on HDTV right now.
Years. Okay. Give or take.
I thought it was out already. I thought it was out already.
Huh?
I thought it was out already. Okay.
So we I hope to have an $800 donation to work in conjunction with Hillary's America release to do a candidate event, meet and greet, and watch the movie, and get volunteers and have a candidate be there. So that's something I'm interested in doing. Victory rally after the, okay, so then when you're doing all this, you should also plan to have a victory rally after the polls close, a volunteer thank you rally where the candidates come and thank the people for being there. We've got to go backwards. After you ask, you've got to also reward. So you have a party, you have events, you let them come, and you also thank them after it's all done. You get the candidates to come and thank the volunteers. I think that something that I've always been able to get Eddie to do is to do sign waves on the street. Those raise awareness. I think they're very positive for our county, the dynamics of our county.
They're great for teenagers too, they love that.
Yeah, but they're great. It's great for the mental enthusiasm of our county.
Right.
So does anybody other have any other ideas in their mind that they would like to see added to this list about rallies and activities that would generate activity, increase volunteer awareness, and include the volunteers?
Come up with an agenda for the next executive meeting.
I have a very strong opinion about that. I don't think volunteers should come anywhere within a mile of the executive meeting.
Agreed.
Boring, contentious.
You misunderstood what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say these things that we can't do until the executive committee, you better get them on the agenda or we won't do them October 4th.
Because good.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
We'll get in the fight and there won't be nothing on the agenda and we'll leave without accomplishing anything, just like we always do.
Fair enough. All right. So any activities or rallies that you think we should try to get on the agenda for the next, like I personally believe there's 7 things on that list. I believe we should have 1 activity a week. We need to have something going on every week so that when you're calling the volunteers, you can tell them what's going on, you can get them to come. They can meet each other, they can be engaged, and then they can get their walking list from Cornelia, or they can get their phone list from whoever has the phone list. You know, there are 10 names that they need to call over the next couple of days. They have to come in, and I love having a headquarters, because this is where all the organization happens. This is where people come, this is where they engage, this is where they get their information, walk out the door and go do something that's gonna help hopefully get somebody elected. There's a big issue here. Ken's going to have to appoint, as Stephen said, a manager. There's several different positions that need to be created for managers. You need one organizer that's going to organize for early polls, and I almost think you need one for each location. You should have that person be in charge of each location and the people that they're scheduled when they're coming. You need an organizer for Election Day volunteers. You need one master organizer, and then you need, if a precinct is willing to organize itself, they need to understand how to do that. The GOP sent out a precinct manager's guideline. It's very vague. I think there's much more specifics at this stage of the game. We need to do one thing, and that is break it down and have more than one person per day on Election Day at the precinct. But I don't think there's maybe 3 precinct or 4 precinct organizers that know how to do that. So if they want to learn how, they could ask. And then we might have a better chance of them organizing their own precinct. We need another person that's going to organize for phone calls. Jeremy mentioned that he'd make 3,000 telephone calls. Well, most people haven't. So when they come in the door and they say, I'm going to give an hour of my time, they want somebody telling them what to do. They want it to happen fast. They want it to be simple. And they don't want to have to create the, what am I going to say when I pick up the phone? They kind of want to know what the phone bank is about. They kind of want to know what to say. Some ideas. You said let them say whatever they want to. They won't want to do that. After they've done it 10 times or 12 times, it becomes a little more natural, but they're going to want somebody to help.
It's a script.
A very vague general script. So data entry, you mentioned data entry earlier, we've got to have somebody to create the database. So when we get these handwritten lists, it's gonna be converted. That's a job that a person that isn't very active could do. I know some people that are like that might be willing to do it, but you gotta find people. Not just say, we're gonna send out an email and get volunteers. After you get them is when the real work starts. So getting them, great. Do everything you can to get them and get them now. Because then the real work starts in organizing. recognizing them and having them do something. It's a job. Who? You two said you managed 100 people. Was that a job to manage 100 people to keep them busy?
There was more work than there was people.
There's more work than there is people. And there's a huge job just keeping them busy. When somebody walks in the door, like right now, somebody walked in the door and said, I want to help out for an hour or two, who would step up and say, here's something you can do. But here, make telephone calls for an hour.
In 08, we had paid staff.
What? Here?
In Tabor County, I was chairman of the campaign for president. Oh. People forget so quickly.
No, I'm just saying, I had paid staff.
That's right, I was paid and I was there.
Okay, well, do we have any?
And I barked orders.
I don't think that's an option at this point. We're not going to have paid staff.
Well, they have enough money. They have enough money in the bank to do it because I wasn't paid even a third of what they got right now.
So there's a difference between volunteers and workers. Workers are paid and volunteers are not. You don't treat a volunteer like you would a worker. They're not going to come in and sit here for 8 hours doing nothing. They're going to come in, if you can't give them something to do and they don't feel productive and they don't feel well rewarded,
that's why you have to set somebody in charge.
Right, somebody needs, and it doesn't have to be highly organized. But if you have something here, someplace, a volunteer center, people could that work here would know, oh, a volunteer came in. Here's two things you could do. Which one do you want to do? Which telephone list do you want to call?
We had at least five people on all the time when it was open.
Okay, so.
One paid, four not. If you need any detail, Donna Forger was party chairman. She managed it.
Okay. So what do y'all think needs to be done with that information? Is it too much? Are we going to have anybody willing to do anything? Is there going to be one volunteer that volunteers to organize the volunteers? That's what we have to know. So that's going to be Ken's decision. He has to appoint him apparently. But is this plan? Tammy, would this plan help get Trump elected? Huh?
Where did our leader go?
He's out having a discussion in the parking lot.
Going to get the list. One thing I want to say about the list. The list is wonderful, and I'm sorry it's lost, but...
It's not lost.
Okay. But if it is lost, I'm sorry it is gone. But we are going to get another list, more list, and add to the list. So it's not the end of the world if the list is lost. So.
We do have to have people call people to volunteer, though, because if you send out an email, I'm terrible to not even open my emails. Half those emails would not even get open.
Right. So. So, in my mind, phone banking means calling volunteers and calling to ask people to volunteer.
Right.
And calling and seeing, and I believe that it's a more than a one-step process. I believe in calling you, I invite the volunteers. You say, would you be interested in volunteering? We're having a meet and greet. Would you mind coming by? It's going to be on Wednesday at the 2 p.m.
Need one?
Get them signed up.
You really need to do both, because we do have the technology world that do email only, and then you have old school that never
true.
So
I love the email. What else needs to be? What? Where do we go from here? What's the first thing we do? Does anybody have any ideas what we do first?
Get your list.
We're going to create a list. We're not going to worry about that list.
Who's calling?
Pardon me?
Who's the person organizing?
I have a list from 2009, and there's only four people on it because we lost 14 Republicans when their businesses folded on Main Street.
Okay, so would those four people be on your list of volunteers? Would you call them?
One of them is Debbie, one's me, one's Pat Carr,
okay.
And the other one is...
Well, we did a different list than yours. Who has any people that would like to call? Or if you wanted to call, who would you call? Do you have any place to start?
I would call you and ask for you to give me a chunk. That would be what I do. Because until there is somebody telling other people what to do, you're it.
So, Stephen did not think that I was the person for the job. So why don't we have someone else be the
You seem to have the most knowledge about volunteering, though, the whole setup.
I think people should volunteer. I think when they volunteer, they should be given a job.
I know, but we need someone to direct that, someone to manage all that. You seem to have all the information on what to do and how to do it.
One no vote is not a vote.
Do we have a phone here? Or a phone system?
No.
A telephone phone.
We can get one. Jim Davis gave us 3 phones last time for a phone bank. He bought them at Walmart and put little chips in them or something from Walmart, you know what I'm talking about? And the phones worked.
What?
That's
so
good.
We can get 3 of those that can be donated from a campaign. Mm-hmm. We don't have to buy them if we don't want to.
Well, most people have unlimited calling anyway. But won't say much, but.
So.
Most people that I know. Yeah, straight talk.
I actually wore out my BlackBerry so it could not be repaired.
Well, do we want to have phones here at this location? Or do we want to make calls from home or send people out the door with a list to go home and call?
I think it should be in location.
I think it's unique. You know, when you're volunteering and when you're here now, they want to take the list home with them if they have something come up. As long as they have their group of people to call.
So
I think that's good. That's a good idea.
You can come here for your time slot. You just can't do it. You know, you're expected to get those calls done. Whoever the leader is that day, and then the next day and a half.
I just want to say, if you trust them to take it home, they may or may not get done.
Right, that's true. So, if it was Diana Meineke, heck yeah. But, so, what's next?
What are the jobs that you want the volunteers to do?
Right now? Or you mean asking people, okay, so task.
Well, we need to know if we call them and say, do you want to volunteer? They're going to say volunteer for what?
So that is a phone, what did you call them? So there's okay, thank you. Coming. Let me know what you think. So work at the pulse.